Saturday in the third week of Lent. First reading from the book of Hosea. I will go back to my place until they pay for their guilt and seek my presence. In their affliction they shall look for me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has rent, but he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, he will raise us up to live in his presence. Let us know, let us try to know the Lord as certain as the dawn is his coming, and his judgment shine forth like the light of day. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that water the earth. What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your piety is like a morning cloud, like the dew that early passes away. For this reason, I smote them to the prophet. I slew them by the word of my mouth. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than holocaust. The Gospel of Luke. He then addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithe on my whole income. But the tax collector stood up at the distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing the topic. We must learn to know God and ourselves. In order to live in harmony with others, we need to know who they are and who we are, our relation with them, similarity and differences, what they like and dislike, etc. Similarly, when we come to God, we need to know who God is and who we are, similarity and differences between God and us, what he like or dislike. If we do that, the relationship shall be good. We shall not hurt, but help each other to be happy. Today's reading center on human relationship with God. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea warned the Israelite that they can fool God by their superficial lifestyle. They came to the temple to offer their sacrifices without having sincere relationship with God and with one another. God can see to their soul. He needs no sacrifice from them, because all things in this universe belong to him. The prophet clearly declared to the Israelite what he wants for them. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than holocaust. In the gospel, there were two persons who went up to the temple to pray. one Pharisee and one tax collector. The Pharisee thought God had no memory, so he reminded God what he had done. He thought God had no wisdom to judge, so he helped God by comparing his life with the tax collector. In opposition, the tax collector knew what God knew and understand all things, so he beat up his chest and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The result was declared by Jesus. "I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." The first reading. God desires human love and their knowledge of Him. First, the benefit of punishment. Punishment are need for the children who always obey their parents. The reality shows that children don't always obey their parents because of their laziness or distraction. So punishments are necessary to keep them straight. Punishments are compared as medicine, though they are bitter, but necessary to heal people's sickness. Similarity for the Israelite. God teaches them many good things, but they didn't pay attention and observe. So as their father, he must correct by let them suffer with the hope that they shall recognize their sin, repent, and become better. Third, mercy after punishment. God punished people out of His love for them, not out of hatred. As the Vietnamese proverb said, "To love is to give scourges. To hate is to give sweet talking." A parent who don't correct their children must take responsibility for their loss. A child can be sad or angry when he is chastised, but later he shall recognize their mistake and his parents' love. Same thing happened for the Israelites. They recognize their sin and God's love during the exile, as the prophet encouraged them. "Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is He who has rent, but He will heal us. He has struck us, but He will bind our wounds." Second, God called death and salvation. The prophet continued, "He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, He will raise us up to live in His presence." The theme that people shall receive their salvation on the third day frequently happened in the Old Testament. For example, Genesis 42:18, Exodus 19, verse 10 and 11, Joshua 3, verse 2, Hosea 6, verse 2, Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, etc. Jesus confirmed this belief by resurrected from His death on the third day. Second, two basic things God desired from people. First, they must make an effort to learn about Him. Children used to give expensive gifts to their parents because they think their parents shall be delighted. But the thing that the parents shall be delighted more are their children's good relationship with God, parents, siblings, and others. The prophet teaches people what delights God. "Let us know. Let us try to know the Lord. As certain as the dawn is His coming, and His judgment shine forth like the light of day." He will come to earth like the rain, like spring rain that water the earth. We must learn about God before we know what He like. If not, we cannot do anything to please Him. God confirmed, I desire knowledge of God rather than honor cause. Second, they must love Him above all. God loves people so much that is the only reason for everything that He does for a human being. The only thing people can do for God is to return their love and to obey His teaching. There is no gift in the world that can substitute for human love. He revealed today, for it is love that I desire, not the sacrifice. The gospel. Two different attitudes when praying. To pray is to talk to God. People need to know who God is and what He like. At the same time, people need to know who they are and what they desire. Therefore, people need to repair their soul and have a proper attitude before praying. To illustrate the proper attitude which people need to have, Jesus cites this story. First, the Pharisee attitude. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterer, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithe on my whole income. There are many wrong things that happen in this way of praying. The outside act expressed one inside disposition. His position so that he thought he righteous. And so if it's so, he doesn't need God. His word also confirmed his attitude. He compared himself with sinner and saw that he was so good. He didn't even know that he wanted to ask of God. Second, the tax collector attitude. But the tax collector stood up at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. His action and words show he knew that he is a sinner and had a need of God's compassion. He knew that he didn't need to talk much because God understands everything. Third, the result of their prayer. Jesus clearly declared the result. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The tax collector received what he was looking for, that is God's forgiveness. The Pharisee didn't know what he wanted. He also received more sin for himself. Application in life. We need to make an effort to learn about God before we can live a right relationship with Him. Understanding Scripture shall help us to know what God has done for us and increase our love for Him. God must punish us out of His love for us. We need to overcome our pride so that we can recognize our sin, repent, and return to Him.